All right. With us this morning are our friends from the Isaiah 117 house, Christy Halpin and Jessica Haynes. And before we jump into the Isaiah 117 house, we were reminiscing when I was producer of Palmetto Mornings. I remember I was the one that scheduled you guys for the very first time.
So long ago.
Because it came from talking to Coach Zach Lindack. Yep. His wife, Lindsay, helped start this. Yep. And now she's like the state director. The growth that you guys have experienced. And I guess maybe 3 years short time. Yeah. And we'll get into all the ways you guys have grown in the big event that you have. But Christy and Jessica, good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you.
All right. So Christy, tell us about the Isaiah 117 house for those that don't know.
So Isaiah 117 house is a home for kiddos when they first enter foster care. So we found on our, Lindsay and I found on our journey of foster parenting, we're foster parents, that kids were sitting in offices and that didn't sit right with us. So we went on this journey to find something better for our kids. And on that journey, we found Isaiah 117 House. So we brought Isaiah 117 House to York County March of 2023.
Wow.
And I know. It's gone by really fast, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And we have been on this journey to build something better. And last September 28th, we cut the ribbon for the very first house in the Carolinas.
That's amazing.
And since then, we have served over 60 kiddos on removal day. So that is over 60 kids who have not sat in a governmental office. They have come to a house immediately from their removal day, and they've been lavishly loved on a really hard time. So, yeah.
And again, really cool. To clarify, I said Coach Zach Lindack, he's the coach of the Catawba Ridge football team. And, you know, I at one point was visiting with him every week during the football season. And we were talking about this Isaiah 117 house and how it was just touching about what you guys were doing.
Yeah.
Now, was this an organization that you guys started, or was it a state organization that was already started and York County got involved?
Yeah, so we're just a chapter of a national organization.
Okay.
So we are actually in 13 different states, and we have over 60 homes in process.
Wow.
With over 43 open homes. And now York County has a house. We opened in September. Greenville County House has a house. They opened in April of this year. And so they are serving kids as well.
Wow.
Then we have another house that's in the awareness phase, which is like the very beginning of our process in Horry County, which is the Myrtle Beach area. So, yeah.
Now, do you hope to open more houses here in York County?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yes.
What's the goal? Do you have one in mind?
Well, there's 48 counties in our state.
Gotcha.
Not every county will get a house because they're too small.
Okay.
But we here in York County just recently opened to Chester. Our hope is that if there's a kiddo in Chester that is sitting in an office, bring them to us.
Mm.
We're going to open to Lancaster the same.
Yeah.
If there's a kiddo in Lancaster that's sitting in office, bring them to us. So any of our surrounding counties, if we don't have a kid from York, we will definitely open up to surrounding counties.
Now, since it's statewide, are y'all getting any state funding or is it all private fundraising that
we
you have to do?
We are all privately funded. So whatever we raise here stays here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there not a way you guys can put in for like state grants? No.
We're just a private organization.
Yeah.
So we just don't dip into that.
Yeah. I get that. Yeah.
A lot of logistical things, I think, that go along with that. So.
Sure.
You'll have more flexibility.
We
with
do.
Yeah, with the set it up on your own. So. Hmm.
Well, let's talk about the big event that you guys have, Isaiah 117 House, hosting the Lemonade Challenge. Is that right?
Yes, that's
it. Yep. So that challenge, it's really the intentional just to raise awareness about foster care and changing the way foster care begins.
Mm-hmm.
And so our event starts this Friday, the 17th, and runs to the 19th. It's super simple. You go to our website, you go to locations, you find South Carolina, you find York County, and you click on the Isaiah House of York County, and you sign up. And once you sign up, you'll get an email, and you can grab a bunch of friends, you can grab a bunch of business partners. Whoever wants to sign up and host a lemonade stand can do so, and then we will provide the rest. So grab
That's
your friends,
awesome.
Grab your lemons, and have some fun.
Now, are you okay with sharing, Christy? And if not, that's okay.
Yeah.
You were sharing the first time you guys did this and the success that it had.
Mm-hmm.
And realizing, oh, we got to keep continuing to do
right,
this.
Right, right. It's a very and Jess can speak on that, but the very first time we did it, I remember sitting, we're like, oh, you give away lemonade, which for people is a weird concept because most kids, when they have lemonade stands, they want a dollar for a cup or whatever. We don't. We give away lemonade. And it's really just to tell people about our kiddos that are sitting in offices around our state. And what we're doing here in York County that's different. Nobody else is doing what we're doing. Nobody else has a house specifically for removal day. And so the first time we had one, we had just kicked off in March. Our lemonade stand challenge is always in July. And we're like, we're giving lemonade away. How fruitful could it be?
Right.
We raised
fruitful lemonade.
We raised like almost $12,000 that year.
That's
amazing. And Lindsay and I remember sitting at my kitchen table, like the numbers kept rolling in. And we're like, that is crazy. We're crying. We're like, what in the world? Because when we have found as an organization here in New York County, that when we do something, people show up. I mean, people show up and they just want to help. They just want to help. So everybody can do something.
Yeah.
They just need to know what to do.
And Megan, I know you can speak to this. Manning has said this numerous times on a number of our programs, that this is such a giving community, not just Rock Hill, but York County as a whole.
Right. Yeah. And I love that you said part of the goal for these lemonade stands is to raise awareness as much as funding. So I'm guessing that you equip people with something to hand out or to talk about Isaiah House. Is that correct? Okay.
They get a whole bag of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Bag, bracelets.
That's awesome.
QR codes they can hand out that people can scan and learn about it.
Because it seems y'all have a great support and like following already. But the more people that know about your cause, the more people that can help. So I love that that's a goal. So do you have like a number that you're trying to raise throughout this weekend, or?
We don't. As of last night, I think we had 15 stands signed up. York County is, in the summertime, everybody's busy.
Yeah.
And so just nailing people down is always really difficult, but people come in clutch at the end.
I was going to ask, what if it's like last minute, like Thursday night, your kids are like, you know what we should
do?
Can we call you up? I mean, is that like too late
Absolutely.
Notice?
Absolutely. Okay. Jess is our lemon head this year. I love to say it. It's just so fun.
Yes.
And so I'd love her to tell about like how it started. For our organization, and that way people can know that it's not just us and not just York County.
No, it's across the whole organization. So it actually began in 2017 in Carter County, Tennessee. And what happened was a group of children found out that other children needed a home. And so when they found that out, got together and started a few lemonade stands. And that summer alone, they raised $7,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So I kind of wrote down some numbers because I thought just how much we've grown and the impact. So in 2025, over 1,400 stands across the country participated in this event. Over 78,000 people actually participated.
Wow.
And then on top of that, we raised $750,000. So that was 2025.
Wow.
Going from 7,000 in the beginning to that, that's amazing. And we just really hope to top it.
It gets bigger and bigger every year. Yeah. And it just hearing the numbers, you know, it's not necessarily about the money. We're privately funded, though. We have to have next year's operating budget in the bank every single, you know, before we even can get started. And so it's really important for us to tell people what they don't know. And they don't know what our kids are going through.
Yeah.
Most people, and I didn't know, and Lindsay didn't know, and that's why this house even is here, is because we didn't know kids were sitting in offices. We thought, as foster parents, and we were in that world. We thought they came from their house to our house as foster parents, and that wasn't the case. They were spending this obscene amount of time in the departmental office. And my kids, Lindsay's kids, and my fellow foster mom's kids. So it just didn't hit right with us. And so
now I have to ask this. We're actually squeezing lemons now. We're not disguising the Minute Maid and putting it in a cup and hiding the carton.
This is like legit lemonade.
You can do whatever you want. You can break out the country time. Look, I'll break out country time.
I'm all about some country time.
Get the little 2 liters of Minute Maid. Hey, I'm about it.
I gotta be honest, I'm good with the country time too. I'm good with it.
I do love a good cup of fresh squeezed lemonade
Yes. There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
That's hard to recreate.
It really is. It really is. It takes time.
And that's the fun thing about this event. You can make it how you want.
Yeah,
and
put your spin on it.
We've had so many people who sit there and give away like cookies and treats. And when you're getting kids involved, they like to make things and give it away at the stand.
Yeah.
So it really is just a chance for everyone to get involved, the whole family, and just to talk about what the Isaiah House is truly about.
And I love that it started with kids recognizing a need, and then it's grown to that. Because just like them serving
kids helping kids.
You said that's perfect.
We love to partner with the local schools because there's something about kids helping kids. And I tell, when I go to talk to the kids, I tell them, hey, my kids have gone to this school before.
Right.
You would have never known that they were in foster care. They don't walk around with shirts that say, I'm in foster care. You would never know. So it's really important for
kids. I think
that
breaks down the barrier too between like us serving them. Because the reality is we're all on the giving and receiving end of support at different times in our lives. So for students to just help fellow students in their class to recognize that, but it's normalized. I think that's a beautiful thing. So I love that y'all are having those conversations too.
Yeah, so cool.
Finishing up with Isaiah 117 House. Ladies, give me the promo one more time. How can people get involved for the Lemonade Challenge?
Yep. So if you want to get involved, what you need to do is you need to go to the Isaiah 117 House website, go to locations at the top, find South Carolina, and then find York County. There's going to be a link tree on that website that you can click, fill out your information, and then we will get that notification, and we will email out to you, and we will also have a swag bag ready for you.
Great job, Christy Halpin.
Easy, lemon squeezy.
That's right. She had to. She's got a lot of jokes.
You've been planning this all week.
I've been doing this for like 4 years now, so...
Christy Halpin, Jessica Haynes of the 117 House. Ladies, it was a pleasure, and best of luck with the Lemonade Challenge.